award-winning Flow Hive, you can easily enjoy honey directly from the hive. With no heavy lifting and only minimal space required, start a new adventure this spring and discover the wonder of beekeeping with Flow Hive at honeyflow.com.au. Proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eve, Ruby and Olive with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a 62-year-old Gold Coast man was arrested with an alleged $11 million worth of meth in his luggage. The Australian Border Force found 35 kilograms of methamphetamine hidden in his luggage at Brisbane Airport. The man was arrested at the airport and charged with importing a commercial quantity of a border-controlled drug. The man was due to face Brisbane Arrest Court on Saturday, with the maximum penalty, if he is found guilty, is life imprisonment. American influencer who uploaded videos of himself wrangling crocodiles in far north Queensland is currently under investigation by Queensland's Environment Department. Mike Holston, whose profile name is @TheRealTarzan, posted videos on Friday and Sunday jumping off a boat to chase down and tackle freshwater and juvenile saltwater crocs. It is a significant offence to interfere with freshwater crocodiles in Queensland, not to mention extremely dangerous, a department spokesperson said. The department states that stunts like this can reach fines of more than $27,000.
In national news, Erin Patterson, the woman behind the infamous mushroom murders, is being sentenced today in the Supreme Court. Patterson has been the centre of national spectacle after she was trialled for killing three of her in-laws by lacing their food with poisonous mushrooms back in 2023. The prosecution has called for her to be sentenced to life without the option of parole, and whilst Patterson's lawyer has conceded to a life sentence, he has urged the judge to set a minimum term. In other national news, researchers in Adelaide have developed a method to break down forever chemicals, known as PFAS. The method breaks down the pollutant into components such as fluorides, leaving safer byproducts behind rather than the original substance, which can remain in the ecosystem for decades. Researchers are hopeful that with further development, this breakthrough could one day help clean polluted water and soil worldwide.
In international news, Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba, has announced his resignation after growing calls from within his party to take responsibility for a historic loss at the most recent general election. Mr. Ishiba has been in power since October 2024 and led the Liberal Democratic Party and the Kumite Party to losing power in both houses of parliament. Ishiba's opponents have been calling for his resignation since July after his party initially lost their majority in the upper chamber. In his resignation speech, he said he would, quote, like to pass the baton on to the next generation, end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, New Zedliners crew. How are you finding it 1 week in?
Good.
You enjoying it?
Good. Yeah.
Still kind of scary.
Yes.
It gets easier, trust me.
I need to just stop putting the headphones on at all. Like, as soon as I start, I can't. How do you listen to, like, your voice and also speak at the same time?
See, I feel weird if I don't hear it because I need to hear and know what's going on. Otherwise, I freak out that nothing's playing kind of thing. So it's another one of those things that I guess you just adjust to it.
Yeah. Oh, I just trust you.
Well, look forward to more headlines at 9 o'clock. I'm going to come back and back announce the songs before, but in the interim, we're just going to go to a brand new song from People Mover. This is James Street here on 4ZZZ.